Good afternoon, everyone. This is Frank, and thank you very much for listening to this demonstration. So I will be speaking briefly about the Meta Display Glasses and Neuroband. Before I start talking specifically about the glasses, let me just roll the clock back about 140 years. Let's say 1886 in Germany with Carl Benz. So if you wanted an automobile 140 years ago, you'd probably have to go to Germany. There's no dealer networks, you know, no local delivery. You had to go there to speak to Mr. Benz himself, and he would build you an automobile. And once you got that automobile, you'd have to have it shipped back to wherever you live, probably on a steamship. And when you got it, not only was it slower than your neighbor's horse, but it was also very noisy, smelly, required a lot of maintenance, a lot of things to learn, a lot more so than riding a horse. And you probably had to have someone walk in front of you with a red flag to let everyone know that there's no automobile coming. So keep that little fact in mind when we're talking about this demonstration. This is my demonstration about the Meta Display Glasses and the Neuro Wristband. So the Meta Display Glasses are another item of smart glasses that are part of the Meta family. I think most people have some familiarity with what those are. Like, for instance, the Meta Wayfarers, the Meta HSTNs, the Meta Oakley. This is another one of their products, probably a little bit more upscale, a little more expensive. So on the glasses, on the inside of the glasses, on the right-hand lens, it projects a screen, a little screen that only the wearer can see. You can't see it from the outside. And that has all the information that it wants you to see. For instance, it's like a little computer there. You'll have whatever app is running, you'll see on the inside of the glasses, on the right-hand side. That's called a heads-up display. So, you know, how would this benefit a blind person? Well, for someone who's low vision, it has all these, you could zoom in, out, and enlarge the text, you could inverse the image, but for a blind person, there's a screen reader built in, and it's actually a pretty good screen reader. You could use it either as a low vision person, or a blind person, or a fully sighted person. The way you interact with the screen reader, you could do it in several different ways. You could use the touchpad, which is on the side of the glasses, or you could use what's called the neuroband, which comes with it. The neuroband is a little wristband which you wear on your writing hand, whichever hand you write with, and I'll tell you in a little while why they tell you to do it that way. And it's about the size of a wristwatch, and it's elastic, so it kind of just fits snugly on your arm, and then it has like a little sensor on it. And it senses your hand motions, so you control it with gestures. So the glasses themselves are very much like any other pair of Meta glasses. They come in two sizes, two colors. The lenses are transitioned, so inside they'll be clear, then they get dark out in the sun. The top right-hand arm has a button where you can press that will actually take pictures of videos. The right-hand arm on the side has the touchpad that we spoke about. And inside the left hand is the on-off switch. So the neuroband itself has its own on-off switch. It's on the top of the band. And so because it's controlled in part by the wristband, again, you don't have to use the wristband, but that's one of the things that makes it cool because you don't have to talk to it. You can just sort of swipe through it with the hand gestures, and I'll talk more about the hand gestures in a little while. Because the wristband has to be very snug on your wrist, it has to measure muscle movements. It comes in different sizes, the wristband. Like, for instance, there's 1, 2, and 3, and I think it may even be a 4. Nina was a 1, and I'm a 2. So, and you have to be measured for the wristband. That's what makes this difficult to buy. You can't just, like, order it online and have it dropped off at your house. You have to physically go to be fitted for the wristband. And that's the way it is right now. I think eventually they'll probably come up with an easier way to do that. And I'll tell you why this was difficult. Because you have to make an appointment to go get fitted for the wristband. And so I went online, went to the Meta site and clicked on the appointment thing. And they have very few places to actually do it. The closest one to me was a Best Buy in Nashua, New Hampshire, which is a good 45 minutes, almost an hour away from me. And there was nothing even closer. Originally, when I tried to do it in November, we were down in Florida and there was nothing available. So I got the appointment in Nashua, went up there, and we walk up to the Meta counter. And this is why I think, you know, the appointment thing is a little overstated on their behalf, is because I'm pretty sure you could just have walked into the Best Buy store up there and just walked up to the Meta counter. But anyway, we had an appointment and we got fitted for the band and we got a demonstration and I tried it and it was actually pretty easy to use. I was really just trying to see if it was accessible for a blind flying person, which you'll see that actually it is. And then once you demo it and decide whether or not you want it, then you could order it from the store. And then it doesn't actually, you don't actually buy it at the store. You just order it through the store and it gets shipped to your house after that. So you can't initially order it, like I said before, but once you get fitted for the band, then you could order it. So it's very complicated, and I'll tell you that actually raised the cost of the item. So it's an $800 pair of glasses, you know, $50 sales tax because you have to have it shipped to Massachusetts, and then that $150 round-trip Uber ride from Boston to Nashua. So the whole thing is $1,000. High price of being an early adopter, and not everything is implemented yet, but I do appreciate the fact that they've already had, you know, some software updates with more features coming in, so working more towards it every day. So anyway, it's not easy to buy. There's nothing really available closer to me than Nashua, New Hampshire. I think the next closest place was Times Square in Manhattan and in New York. So that's the way you have to buy it. And once you get it, it comes in a box, a little bit smaller than a shoe box. And the first thing you do is you pop open the box and you get a little square box that comes out of it. And that is the neuroband itself. And that comes with a charger. The charger is very easy to use. It plugs into a USB port and it's got a little disc on it, kind of like an Apple Watch. And it just goes under the neuroband, clips on in the bottom. And it gives you a nice little haptic bzzzt feedback to let you know it's charging. And the only button on that is the power button. Hold it for 2 seconds to turn on, gives you haptic feedback. Hold it for 8 seconds to turn off again, it gives you more haptic feedback. So it's very user-friendly. There's a little clasp. You just pull out and it lets the band go release so you get it off your arm. And what you have to do is you have to put it right behind your wrist bone. And the power button faces your elbow, so make sure you have it in the correct orientation. The first time I did it, I had it backwards, and I wondered why it didn't work for me. And they tell you to use your writing hand. And the reason they say writing hand is because one of the features that they're working on, and it's already available in a beta test version, is handwriting. So if you want to take a note on the glasses, you could just write with your fingers. Like, you know, say you wanted to write Frank, you'd, with your index finger, you go F-R-A-N-K. And you don't have to do it on anything specific. You just kind of do it in space here. So the other box is the glasses itself. It comes in a charging case. A little bit different from the other Meta glasses. And the way it's different is that the charging case folds up flat when you don't have the glasses in it. It collapses, which is kind of nice if you're traveling with it. And like I said, the glasses are very much the same appearance as the regular Meta Wayfarer is. The lenses may be a little bit thicker, but other than that, they look and feel very much the same. And to set it up, you'd set it up the same way you set up any other pair of Meta smart glasses. You have to download and install the Meta AI app to your phone, Android or iOS, and then you tap on a tab on the bottom, it says devices, click on add device, and it'll say display glasses and neuroband, and you'll just look for the glasses, and then you'll tap on them, it'll connect with Bluetooth, and it'll look for the neuroband, and you connect with Bluetooth, and it'll go through a quick little tutorial. I recommend you really don't take that tutorial too seriously, because a lot of that is very visual, and which you probably won't need to do. But anyway, I'll tell you really, once you get it started, what you do is if you're going to control it with the neuroband, you take your thumb and your index finger, and to read something, you just tap once, your thumb and that reads what's in focus. To move forward, you flick your thumb towards the top of your index finger, and move backwards, you flick your thumb across to the back of your index finger, and left to right scrolls through your different options. And then if you want to move backwards, you double tap your thumb on your middle finger. So the controls are really simple. It's kind of weird because you're not actually holding anything. You're just tapping your fingers to control it. You could also control it from a touchpad on the side of the right arm of the glasses. To do that, to move forward an item, you swipe to the front of the glasses, move backwards, you swipe to the rear, go through lists up and down, and then to swipe up with two fingers to go backwards in the menus. I just put on the glasses and the neuroband, and I'm going to just swipe through it with my fingers, just using my right hand, because that's the band my neuroband is on. I'm going to double tap my thumb onto my middle finger. That'll wake him up. 1:35 p.m. And when you wake up the glasses, it tells you the time, said 1:35 p.m. or 4:35 p.m. or 6:35 or whatever time it is. You know, you have set on your phone, that's what it's going to set. Then you use your thumb on your index finger, and it's broken up into three different pages, which you could move through by going across your finger, width-wise, not length-wise. And the first panel is your settings. Second panel is whatever activities are due for the day, like your notifications. And the third one is your apps. That's the one you're going to use the most. Again, I'm just swiping through it here.
1:36 p.m. Page 3 of 3. Swipe down to go to home.
So page 3 of 3 is the all apps, and these are the ones I'm going to tell you about. I have 15 things in here right now. Again, they keep putting in more, and you could actually change this. There's a way you could add what apps you want to show on this.
WhatsApp button, item 1 of 15.
So the first one I come to is WhatsApp Messenger, because I enabled that in the Meta AI. You can listen to your WhatsApp messages or go through them. And again, to do it, you would just double tap on that with your thumb and index finger, and that would move you to it, into that app. And once you're in the app, you would swipe your thumb versus on your index finger to move through all your WhatsApp items, and then you double tap your middle finger to move back. I'm going to move to the next app.
PM.
And let's see what comes up next.
Page 3 of 3. All apps. Swipe down to go to home. Instagram.
The next item was Instagram. You could read Instagram messages and send them as well.
Messenger button.
Then there's Facebook Messenger.
Calls button.
Calls is pretty cool. What it do, if you double tap on that, it'll give you a list of all your call history on your phone. And if you missed a call, you could just double tap on the call and it would actually make the call right from the glasses. So it's good to be able to look back in your call history.
Calls, item, calendar, button.
The next item is calendar. Calendar, again, you double tap on it and you swipe through it and it'll give you all your calendar days. And if you have a Google calendar or an Outlook calendar connected to your Meta AI app, it'll show you your appointments for that day. I have my Outlook calendar so I can actually look at some of the appointments.
Calendar, item 5 of 15. Camera, button.
Then next item is camera. You can control both the still camera and the video camera with that.
Camera, items, music, button.
The next item is music. You could play music that's on your phone, or you could connect to services like Apple Music, Amazon Music, Spotify, that sort of thing. I think I have Apple Music and Amazon Music connected right now.
Photos, button. Item 8 of 15.
Next one I have in my list is photos. You could go in here and see what photos you took or what photos in your gallery.
Photos, maps, button, item 9 of 15.
And the next item I have in my list is maps. That's an interesting app. So this is where you could look for, get directions to get to some place. And right now it only does walking directions, which is actually okay for us, I assume. So you could either put in a search for location, or what's cool about this, it has like a round me function where you could double tap on like a type of business like restaurant or lodging or something like that, and it'll give you a list of places it found, and you double tap that and it'll start the turn by turn directions as you go. This is a maps app actually on the glasses itself. It does not bring up like Apple Maps or anything else on your phone. This is unique to Meta.
1:40 PM Messenger, button, I'd call, camera, music, photos, maps, teleprompter, button.
Okay. The next app I have in my list of apps is what they call Teleprompter, and this is a very cool app. This is definitely more for business-oriented use, but what it does is that you could copy text, like a whole block of text, or maybe even a whole speech, onto the Meta AI app through the clipboard of your phone. And it shows up here. So you go open up Teleprompter, and the first thing it does is it starts a timer so you can tell how long you've been speaking, or you can flip to each of your notes and it comes up with like little index cards and it reads them to you. So say you're talking about making toys, yeah, you could have an index card that tells you about the history of toys. And so any text that you could copy into your phone app, it'll show up here, and then you could just use a screen reader to read it. Very cool. This is actually a very cool feature. And I guess if you're socially inept, you could also use this on a date to come up with topics to talk to about you with your date. I really like this feature. Pretty good. I think that could be really, obviously, it's maybe a little more business-oriented than anything else, but I could definitely think of a lot of ways of utilizing this. Yeah, in places where you need to be able to have notes with you and you don't want to carry a laptop or take out your phone. Okay, so let's go to the next item in the list.
1:40 Messenger, button, music, button, maps, button, teleprompter, captions, button, item 11 of 15.
The next item I have is what's called captions. So this is another pretty cool feature. So if you enable it, what it does is it listens to people around you, and the closer you are, the more accurate it is, and it puts a caption of what they're saying up on the screen. Well, not only does it put it on the screen, but screen reader could read it to you. But the real feature that's good for blind people is that, you know, this is a great way to take notes. So what you could do is you'll enable the captions feature, and then you turn it on, and then it will just listen to whatever it hears, and it'll put all that text that it hears in your Meta AI app, and you can go back and listen to it later. So like making audio notes. And it can work English to English. It could also translate. I think it's like 4 or 5 different languages, like, you know, Spanish or French. So you could even listen to people in a foreign language and get a transcript of what they're saying. So that's another cool feature.
1:43 p.m. calendar button. Item 5 of the camera, music, phone, map, teleport, caption, hyper, go.
And most of the other apps in this list are really games, which I haven't really explored yet. I don't know to what extent they're accessible, but those are the apps I have in my apps list, and it seems like every time they have a software update, they add more stuff to it. I'm not going to go through all of the AI features that you can use by voice, like look and read and look and describe, because all that stuff is the same as on any other pair of Meta glasses, and there's a lot of demos out there and a lot of resources that you could look into yourself. Just want to conclude with a couple of thoughts about this. So remember at the beginning we talked about how 140 years ago, if you wanted to buy an automobile, it was very inconvenient to buy, very expensive, and it wasn't nearly as good as some other technology that was already on the market, like horses and mules and stuff like that. And that was in 1886. Now, 40 short years later, 1926, the automobile was already king. Movie stars had them, gangsters had them, and they were big and luxurious, and they were wonderful, and they were fast, and people wanted them. And the reason for that is that people were early adopters, and they put up with a lot of the foibles and problems with the early pieces of the technology, but they bought them, and they embraced them. This piece of technology I'm using has alternative method of interacting, using muscle movements and a screen reader on the glasses is pretty unique. Can't think of too many other products out there on the market. Right now, I can't think of any that actually do this that could be accessible to a blind person. But if we want this further developed, we need to do a couple things. So you need to A, buy it, B, use it. And obviously, technology companies collect data about who, who's using what and how they're using it. For instance, Meta would definitely have data as to how many people use, the display, how many people use it with low vision with the zoom and enlargement, and how many people use it with the screen reader turned on. And that type of analytics is available to them all the time. So the more we buy these things and the more we use them, the more they would become available to us and better developed. So, and if you look at the car metaphor, 140 years later, you can see that how far we've come with cars. So hopefully people will start looking at some of these technologies, even though, it's not easy to being on the bleeding edge, as they see. But we could definitely embrace these sort of things. I'm glad that these things do exist, even though maybe not as practical as they could be or will be. I would like to see a lot more added into this. I'd like to see some apps that, may be more useful for blind people, like maybe an OCR app, that type of thing. But again, we need to be able to buy them, and we need to be able to show that we're consumers and we are buying them. And maybe we could get some more input and feedback to Meta for that. One final thing before I turn it back over to the room for questions is that, so I'm wearing a pair of glasses with a display on hanging off the bridge of my nose, and I'm wearing a wristband with a muscle sensor in it. Why do I need these things? Why can't I just have these things internally? And again, if we do embrace this type of technology, it'll get developed more and more. And hopefully, within my lifetime, we'll see a point where instead of having put a pair of glasses on, we could go in and get an implant that goes on the back of my eye, going onto the optic nerve. And instead of wearing this wristband with the muscle sensor on it, you could implant it under my skin, right on the muscle itself. That way, you could get access to sort of the technology 24/7. Without having to carry any other pieces of technology with us. With that said, I'm happy to open it up to the room for a couple of quick questions. I know we can't spend too much time, but thank you so much, everyone.
Is it possible to, if you needed to, go directly by just asking to open up one of those apps?
You can do it. Really. I haven't tried it, but I think that's possible, yeah. If we want to see this type of stuff developed further to make it accessible, we need to buy it. We need to show that there's a market for it, yeah.
Do you find that using the wristband to get the glasses to do what you want is easier than using that little touchpad that the Meta glasses has?
It's more comfortable. I mean, kind of like holding your hand up to the side of the glasses and flicking forward. Once you get used to it, it's actually very comfortable because your hand doesn't have to be anywhere. You don't have to put it in any particular place. Wherever your hand is, you could be resting on your knee or on the armrest of your chair. It does take some getting used to. Yeah.
Can you go through again exactly how you use the wristband and how you go? I somehow missed that. I didn't quite capture how you do that.
So the wristband has to go right behind your wrist bone, which if you run your hand over your wrist, you'll feel that there's a bone that just sticks out at the end there. Okay.
Yeah.
The power switch goes on top of your wrist and it has to face your elbow. So you turn it on, and then it connects to your glasses, and the glasses tell you when, so you have no band connected or no band disconnected. And then to have it read whatever you're focused on, you just take your thumb and tap on your index finger. To move forward an item, you take your thumb and slide it along your index finger towards the tip. To move backwards, go towards your palm. And to select items, it's goes across your thumb across your index finger. And to activate something, it's a double tap, thumb on your index finger.
And you're using the same wrist that the band is on.
Yeah. And until I go backwards or go home, you take your thumb and double tap your middle finger.
Now, is cold or heat, if it's hot or warm in the room, does that affect it at all?
I don't think so. My research hasn't seen anything like that because it's directly on top of the muscle. So I don't think it's going to have that type of, I don't think it'll be a big issue. Yeah.
And is it fast?
Once I got used to it, it gets fast, yeah. There's actually a setting how long the glasses take before they go to sleep. And I noticed that once they go to sleep, it takes about a second or two to wake up. So that setting you may want to adjust to actually,
And did you give us the price on it?
Oh, I did, yeah. I'll go through it one more time. And you're sitting down, right, Margaret?
Yeah, I'm sitting down.
The glass is $800, $50 Massachusetts sales tax. But the thing is, because I have to go to Nashua, New Hampshire to get fitted, there's a $150 round trip Uber. So it cost me $1,000.
Does it work? The neuroband work with the AI, the talking piece of it? In other words, can you talk and use a neuroband at the same time?
Yeah, they could do something. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What kind of battery life are we getting out of these, this pair of glasses?
They claim 6 to 8 hours, and I'm not. You know, I'll take your word for it. I haven't used it for 8 hours straight. So,
And the case will charge it up a couple times.
One thing I did notice is that there's what's called the audio only mode that turns off the internal display, which I've been told actually increases battery life considerably.
Will the neuroband still work if the display is shut off?
It just uses a screen reader. It doesn't. There's no vision.
Right. Okay. Okay. That display is like really built right onto the lenses. There's not like another little piece inside.
It's a teeny little camera that's built into the frame that projects it on the inside of the right lens.
So does that mean you could technically have different types of lenses if you needed them, or is it? You know, say if you were, say, a prescription glasses, can they change?
I suspect you could. Yeah.
Because the electronics are not in the on the lens. It's okay.
It might have some. The ones that comes with the transitions. So inside they clear, then go outside in the sun, they turn like a black.
Yeah. Black. Okay.
The glasses themselves, the part that goes behind your ear, is that adjustable? Like you don't worry about that falling off.
Well, the glasses, the frames come in two different sizes, so you pick the one that fits you best.
And they're close enough to your face that you don't feel like people are going to look at your eyes.
Wayfair. Yeah, if you've ever seen a pair of Wayfarers, they look exactly like Wayfarers. Yeah, you could do everything it does for cheaper products out there, but it does it in such a unique way that's a new technology that if we want to see this technology develop better, we're going to have to put up with a little bit of early adopter pains. And I mean, the teleprompter thing, I so wish I had that. Over all my years of making speeches when I was in the corporate world, that would be such a cool thing.
Yeah.
Because you see, like, being on your first date and you get all awkward and you're like, just start flipping through looking for jokes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But the band work if you have gloves on.
The band actually goes on the wrist. So you one of two different things. The glove could go over the wrist. I mean, that would definitely work. Or if it's a glove that doesn't extend as far as the wrist, it would work, yeah.
You don't know how dark the sunglasses actually get, do you?
I don't know. Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Even the Meta people couldn't tell us, but what they told him to get was lenses that they like
they were mirrored,
like mirror image.
It costs a little more, but it seems to me as long as the electronics weren't in the lens, you probably can get different. You know, you'd pay extra naturally, but you'd probably be able to get other kinds of lenses.
For a student who's taking a class, I think that feature of just being able to record what is being said is fantastic.
Yeah, transcript. Yeah.
Do they also have the idiot lights too?
I think they are. I think they the recording light, the video recording light.
Unless, they're probably sure, yeah.